A very good morning to you, Namibia. A very good morning to you, my dear listeners. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us, your number one. Thanks for tuning in your number one talk radio station. And thank you to my colleague, Hande, and also for bringing us that very informative show programs. And I was so disappointed today. I was so disappointed because Ngwediva is my hometown. And when it comes to transactions, it hasn't been doing too well. Yeah. So, well, let's hope that that's going to improve. There's hope. Of course, there's hope that it's going to improve. Yeah. It's really disappointing to hear some of the things that, that Mr. Nelson was talking about in connection with Ngwediva. So, yeah, hopefully things gonna get better. So we got to pull off our socks, I think. Yeah, and get better. All right, welcome. A very good morning to you, and welcome to Mind Matters, the show where we talk about the things happening inside our minds before they start showing up in our lives. So this is completely from municipality and town council staff to now things that happening inside our minds, as I said, before they start actually showing up in our lives. So I'm your host, your counselor, your companion this morning, and I'm glad you have joined us. You have joined me at this morning. My name is Mike Oshoveli, and let me ask you something. Have you ever spent time with someone, okay? Have you ever spent some time with someone? By the time you left, you felt so tired, right? Or even though you haven't done anything physical, but you just felt so tired. So, or maybe you have spent 20 minutes scrolling through your social medias and suddenly your mood change. You start comparing yourself with others, you start comparing yourself with other people, you start worrying, you became angry. So sometimes you just became angry about something you weren't even thinking about before, So that is not accident, That is not accident at all. The people around us, the conversation we listen to, the music we play, the television shows maybe we watch, the social media we scroll through, they all leave a fingerprint on our mind. So all those things that you get involved into, your surrounding, in another word, they all leave a fingerprint in our minds. So this morning, we are talking about something many people ignore, protecting your peace of mind, protecting your peace of mind. So that's one thing that I think so many of us really, 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 ignore in our life, protecting our peace of mind. And it doesn't matter whatever you may have, in life, in terms of possession or in terms of, anything at all that you may value. And if you don't have peace of mind, definitely your life is not worth living at all, So, protecting your peace of mind is one thing that many of us ignore. Because your mind, you have also to understand that your mind is a garden. It's like a garden. So whatever you plant, whatever you water, so eventually actually grows. What grows in your mind, what grows actually in your mind is what you plant in it, is what you water in it. So the question is, so what happened when negative becomes your daily test? What happened if negative become, say, your daily diet? So that is what we are going to talk about this morning. We are going to look at how to protect your peace of mind, how to replace the negativity with healthier influences, and how to build a mindset that keep you standing strong no matter what life throws at you. So stay tuned. This is going to be a really, Good one. So yeah, before we get into that, let's quickly have a music, and we gonna come back after this music. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha wetekelwa kabuna imatina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moya wo, ota ingongotisa mweni. Anageshifa ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro ni randisoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yo mo programa detu. Moambo, lengira seoma, onarahe tatu imu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oni aj. Eagle FM, go aya.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
So let me dry your eyes, don't cry for yesterday. Love will find us anywhere. The higher you love, the harder you fall. And we bargain. We want it so much, or nothing at all. Fools go rushing in, kindling a fire until I emerge. Watching you light up, I put my heart in your hands. We broke our hearts and remember all is well. So let me dry your eyes, don't cry for yesterday. How we could cry, I have the world away. Find us anywhere.
I got lost inside your eyes, and I don't want to be found. Of a thousand different ways, yours is where my heart is bound. Never knew what loving meant till your eyes brought mine to rest. All the hurt I'd ever carried melted right out of my chest. Somehow I have always known you, long before this life began. And the moment you first saw me, time forgot to move again. For 100 years of growing old, greatest wealth I know. When my heart was worn and heavy, you became my solid ground. You held tight onto my head till a better day came round. Somehow I have always known you long before this life began. And the moment you first saw me, time forgot to move again. Let the stars all hear me singing. You're the love of my whole life. You're the heart inside me beating. Nowhere else feels half as right. I wouldn't trade this love for gold. You're the greatest wealth I know. You are all I hold most sacred. All the peace this earth can give. And wherever you are breathing is the only place I live. Whatever days we have to spend, let's walk them slowly to the end. Without a rush, without a fear, 'cause love is what has brought us here. Let the stars all hear me singing. You're the love of my whole life. You're the heart inside me beating.
Welcome back. Welcome back and a very good morning to you. If you're just joining us, our time is about 16 minutes past the hour of 11. And if you're just joining us, you're tuning to Mind Matters, and I will be with you. I will be with you until the hour of 1 o'clock. So good morning to you and welcome to your favorite station. This is Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And you just joined the Mind Matters and Mental Health Hours. So from now until the hour of 1 o'clock, this is hours we call a mental health hours, where we concentrate on your mind, things that is going on in your mind. That's what we normally concentrate on this show at this point in time. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, and today, as usual, so you're most welcome to come through at any times when you are, if you have a questions or you have anything that relating to any issues that you want to discuss with me on issues of mental health. So you're most welcome to come through at any time at all. All right. So, but today we're talking about protecting your peace of mind. And I said earlier on, your mind is like a garden. Your mind is like a garden. Whatever you plant in, whatever you water, eventually actually grows. Okay? So it's what grows in your mind. And now my question is, so what happened when now negativity become now your daily diet? So that's what you are feeding actually your mind. What happened? So, and that's what we, that we're going to look at, this morning. And thanks for joining us. And, now, Let me tell you something, okay? So the first thing we're going to look at the company you keep, okay? So we're going to look at how does the company you keep actually influences your mind, okay? Now, let me tell you something my grandmother used to say. She used to tell me, you know, child, show me your friends and I will, you know, show your future. Or the other things that she used to say is like, maybe let me put that in Oshiwambo. That sounds much better. So, when danombudi nava mbudi. All right? Eh? Literally means if you hang around with the thieves, you know, people that steal, you are also a thief as well. So I remember those two things. Okay. I did not understand it then when I was young. I thought, hey, what do my friend have to do with my future? Eh? So, but you know what? As I grew older, I started working with people, counseling people, you know, sitting with families going through tough times. And I realized she was absolutely, absolutely right. You know, the people you spend your time with, they are not just in your life. They actually shape your life. So just think of the people that are in your life. Who is shaping your life? Eh? So where do you spend much of your time? You spend much of your time at work, you know, with your colleague at work. So those are the people that are shaping your life. Eh? So those are the people that are shaping you. Spend much time with your family. Those are the people that are shaping your life. So think about it this way. If you spend every day with people who complain, okay? Let's say you spend every day with people who complain, people who gossip, who always see the worst in every situation. Now, what do you think happens to you? So what do you think going to happen to you? Slowly, without even noticing, you start complaining too. Eh? You will start complaining as well. So you start actually seeing the worst. You start expecting things to go wrong. Eh? It's like a disease that actually spread quickly. So now, one thing you have to notice here that is that sometimes, you know, in psychology, we call this social learning, you know. So without even you yourself paying notice about it, you learn from the environment where you are. You learn from, you know, from the very situation that you see, from always what you see around you. Okay. Always what you hear around you. Always what, you know, without even noticing. Eh? You start also to do exactly the same. Social learning. You start to do exactly the same thing. So I had a young man. He came to see me not too long ago. He was working at a good company here in the north. He has a decent salary, had a family, but he was always unhappy. You know, always stressed, always angry. Now, he said to me, I don't know what is wrong with me. Everything in my life is fine, but I feel like I'm sinking. You know, like sinking, I'm going down. You know, I'm sinking. So we talked, after a few sessions, it became clear his closest friends, the people he spent every lunch break with, you know, every weekend with, they were the most negative people you could ever meet. So from his descriptions, the things that he was talking about. So they complain about their bosses. They complain about the government. They complain about their wives, their husband, their children. Nothing was good enough. You know, for them, it was like nothing was actually good enough. Now, and this young man was drinking from. Now, what you have to understand is that this young man now was drinking from that cup every single day. So he was drinking from this cup, you know, of people who was sharing this cup with people who complaining about everything, about bosses, about government, about their wives, about children, about, you know, they were complaining everything. There wasn't ever anything that was good. So, and he was drinking from that every day. So I asked him a simple question though. I said, okay, my brother, So when was the last time you left a conversation with your friends and felt good? Was there any time when you, from what I'm hearing now, how he was talking to me, and I was like, okay, was there any time you left a conversation with your friends and you felt good? So when last time you laughed, like you laughed with them or went home feeling uplifted, when was the last time you had that? So he went quiet a little bit, and then he said, I cannot remember. So he said, I cannot remember. Now, okay, quickly, research in psychology has shown that repeated exposure to negative information can actually influence your mood. A repeated exposure to negative information can actually influence your mood. Can influence your mood, can influence your stress level, and the way actually we judge ourselves and the world around us. So you understand? So because you have been exposed to negative information, that can actually influences the way he felt, the way now he became more like, "Ooh, this is too much. I'm sinking," as he said, you know, and the way that's now the way he judged himself and the way probably you judge the world around you. So our brain, okay, our brain also tend to pay more attention to negative information than positive information. Okay, this is a tendency known as negative bias. All right, negativity bias. So in older days, from evolution, we needed that as a human being. We needed this help human notice danger in the past. Yeah? In the past, when we evolve as human being, it's actually help human to notice danger. So, but today, it can leave us dwelling on the bad news. You understand? That same inclinations, that tendency from our human evolution, you know, can leave for now in our life today where there's no danger of animal, of a lion as it was when we were evolving, you know. So it can leave us dwelling on a bad news, on criticism, on conflict. So we pick up those, we dwell on those. Those becomes now the danger that we focus on. Okay? So the conflict, if we are not intentional about what we consume, those we can have to dwell on those things if we are not intentional about what you consume, what you let in, what you are watering. Because I told you, it's like a garden. If you're not intentionally, you know, choosing what you bring in, what you take in your mind, so we would left dwelled on bad, like you focus. What do you consume in? Bad news, probably criticism, things that we look on social media or whatever we watch or something like that, as I said at the beginning. So that, you know, that's where it you may actually dwell. As I said, exposure to negativity information can influence now your mood, your stress level, and the way we judge ourselves and the world around us. So this book by, who is that person actually? Rosen and Rosenman of 2001. I can't remember the book's name. But it's really talk well about how, you know, today, our tendency, you know, that human tendency that we inherited from when we evolving as human being, you know, as I said, negativity bias, it used to help us to notice danger in the past, but today it's actually, you know, focusing more on other bad things that we should be able to be alert to, you know, like news, criticism, conflict, and all these kind of things. And if we are not intentionally, are paying attentions, we consume those. So these are the things that we consume because we have a tendency more to focus, to pay attention more to negative things rather than positive things. So now, with the story of the young men, I'm not saying you must cut people off or something like that. That is not actually what this is about. So relations are complicated, as we know. So it's not just as simple as that, because sometimes negative people are your family members. So they are your family members. Sometimes they are your colleagues, and you cannot just walk away. You cannot just walk away from work. You cannot just walk away from your families. So, but what you can do is actually set boundaries. What you can do, you can set boundaries. You can choose how much time you give to them, So you can choose how much of your energy you allow into your space. Do you understand? How much energy, negative energy, would you allow into your space? So that you can choose. And here's what I want you to think about this morning, okay? This is what I want you to think about. Look at the five people you spend the most time with. Five people you spend your most time with. So are they now, when you look at those five people, think about them. Think critically, whether it's your family member, coworkers, whatever they might, that you spend most time with, So think of this. This is what I want you to think about, okay? Are they building you up? Really, the people that you spend most time with, are they building you up or are they pulling you down? So, and be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself, because the answers might be surprising you. So the answers might be surprising you. And it might be surprising because you never pay attention to that. Look at yourself. Are they really building you up or are they pulling you down? So on the other side, look people who lift you up. Look people who lift you up, people who make you laugh, for example, people who challenge you to be better. Not people who drag you into the mud with them. Okay? Surround yourself now. Okay? Surround yourself with people who speak life, not death. There are just people who speak about death, death, death all the time. Surround yourself with people who speak life. And when I'm talking about life, I'm talking about people who want you to grow, who want you to live, who want you to, to blossom. Not people who want you to, to die. Not a physical death, but who want bad things about you. People who see, surround yourself with people who see possibilities, not just problems. Because sometimes there are just people that every time they see problem. And as we speak, as we're talking about, protecting your peace, that's where it starts. That's where protecting your peace begins, with the company you keep. All right? The company you keep. That's where your protecting your peace starts. Because some people steal your peace without even knowing it. There are people who steal your peace without you knowing it. Have you noticed? There are people who always bring you problems. Sometimes there are people who always bring problems, never solutions. Every conversation become gossip. Every success become jealousy. You are some of these people, and especially some of these are even people in some of these churches. So when they see somebody successful, they say, those people are in Illuminati or and everyone who now becomes successful is because they're involved in some kind of Illuminati or whatever, some kind of cult. Every conversation becomes a gossip, or every success becomes, I would say, I'll call it jealousy, because, So it never been someone appreciate like, yeah, no, someone is doing well. And, you know, you wish him blessing for what they have achieved. Eh? So every opportunity becomes a criticism. Eh? They complain about government, complain about family, complain about neighbors, you know, complain about everything. Even when something good happens, even when something good happens, they have to find something wrong. As I said, there are people who like that. And sometimes they don't come in terms of person talking to you. It's who you follow. Sometimes it's coming from the people that you follow in social medias, on news, on TV shows, or whatever, wherever you consume your information. You're talking to people. They always find something wrong. Now, understand me carefully. I want you to understand me fair. Life is hard, really. Life is very hard for everybody. People go through difficult seasons. Yeah. Okay? People go through difficult seasons. Supporting one another is very important. But it's the difference between someone who is struggling and someone who has made negativity their permanent address. Yeah? There are just some people who make negativity their permanent address. That's where they live. Eh? So some people don't visit negativity. They live there. So there are those you visit negativity now and then, you know, you visit there and you come out. Eh? So there are people who don't visit negativity. They live there. Eh? And if you stay there longer enough, my friend, if you stay there longer enough, I think you will begin living there too. Yeah? You definitely start living there too. Now, I'm giving you some, let me give you a real example. Okay? And this I found out, sometimes when I live in Ongwediva, and sometimes, you know, you want to save petrol, I come to Ndangwa. I use in the morning sometimes because our building is just next to the road. You can jump in the taxi and then it just drop you. You walk in the office. Next time you jump in the taxi and you go back. It saves some petrol. You know, saves some fuel. All right. Now. So, and one thing I have observed. Now, imagine two taxi drivers. Okay. Both drive the same road. All right. Both drive the same road. Both face traffic. Okay. The same, both deal with difficult passengers as you experience throughout. I mean, when you come through them, they experience the same difficult passengers. And one driver greets every customers. You have this one driver. He greets every customers. He laughs. He play uplifting music. When you listen, he play uplifting music. And another one, the other one, complain from morning until evening. He's complaining about petrol, he's complaining about customers, he's complaining about politics, he's complaining about weather. By the sunset. Now, which driver you think feel a little bit more lighter, a little bit more happier by the sunset? By the end of the day, which driver do you think feel a bit more light, more happier? Same road, different mindset. The difference is just a different mindset. So the environment they created inside their taxis eventually becomes the environment inside their own mind. Do you think that? Do you see that? The environment they created inside their taxes eventually becomes the environment inside their own minds. So the environment that you create by what you're consuming, eventually becomes your mind. Same environment for everyone. They use the same road, same passengers, passengers that they pick up almost every day. And one thing that is different is their different mindset. So, and as I said, the environment they create inside their taxes eventually becomes the environment inside their own mind. So, and that's how you, depending on what you consume, depending on what you consume and your environment, the environment that you create, you know, that definitely become a problem to you, to keeping, to protecting your peace of mind. All right? So when we come back, let's have another music break. When we come back, we're looking at the conversation you normally have. All right? That's what we're going to look at when we come back. And yeah, stay tuned.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha with the Kirokabuna I Matina Omjo. Chikao Shafasa na Nana Longeshifa ya Ishiwike Moshiwana. Iye moyawo ota ingongoti samweni. Anageshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa onjika. Seitha nina omayaguro ni randitoma yoe yongeshifa yoe kupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende kuimeneha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashipareki uimopo yomo programa betu. Moambo dengira selma konarahe tatuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oniyaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, what?
The love that I have for you, kilabu ya malimiti, baby okaliangana, na baki nga kusia, baby, me I no go die for love, anikeni ni mautu ya maveli, babalela pilu ya, ifazili vetu ibe, we mpenzi we.
Kumunda ikalionde mbe kumonga nguluwe. Kumo Hosi weku vali weku fende kweli kwangu la chinyama Hosi alanda kumunda ikalyonde nde kumbonga nguluwe Ndakumaye ya ya o Ndakutake ya ya o Ndikatambulo wanga
Ndakumaye ya ya o
Ndakumaye ya ya o Ndakutake ya ya o Ndikatambulo wanga
Ndakumaye
ya ya o Amai ndikatambulo wanga
Ndakutake ya
ya o Ndikatambulo wanga
Ndakumaye ya
ya o Awayo ndikatambulo wanga Ai ndika tambulo wange Amai ndika tambulo wanga Olo hombo kepia kepia Olo hombo kepia kepia Olo hombo kepia kepia Olo hombo kepia kepia Aye katuli vali Aye katuli vali Aye katuli vali Aye katuli vali Heya Nupuke Nupuke Aye
Welcome back, welcome back with some African rhythm there, Perola Omboyoi. So welcome, our time it's about 46 minutes past the hour of 11, and if you're just joining us, this is Mind Matter. This is the program that looking at, you know, those psychological patterns and social behaviors that affect how we think, how we feel, and how we make decision in life. So, and as I said at the beginning, this is from 11 until 1 o'clock. We call this time a mental health hours. You know, where we allow you to come through, and if there are any issues that you yourself is going through, or not necessarily that you are going through yourself, or could be someone that you know that actually going through something that you may not know how to help this person, or you have a question of just some issues on mental condition or health that you want to talk about, so you're most welcome to come through and talk to me. So yeah, our telephone number is 08333-66091, 08333-66091. And we're coming to you live from the Ondangwa studio. So yeah, make time, make sure that you make use of them. This is a platform created definitely for you to engage and also to participate. All right. So, but today we're looking at how to protect your peace of mind. One of the most important asset, I would say, I'll call it an asset. One of the most important asset for you living a quality life and living a peaceful life, it's really protecting your peace of mind. And we just looked at, you know, other things that influence that peace of mind, the company you keep. And what we're going to look at now is also talk about, well, something else, something that many of us also do not even think, you know, we don't even think about it. All right. So let's get to the caller quickly. See what I have to say. A very good morning. Welcome to Mind Matters.
Yes, good morning, Big Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, Uncle Bona. And how are you?
We thank God,
ne?
Somebody was asking me when I mentioned that, yeah, do you go to church? I said, oh my God, this is another difficult question. I do go to church, and I love the word of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the love of God, I think the word of God is the... I don't know how it really transformed people. It does, you know, the word of God changes people, make people more healthy. They will really make you healthy.
Yeah.
Your mental, everything become healthy. Because you have some kind of faith, that those unwavering faith.
Mm.
The faith that produce work.
Yeah.
Not the one that is dead.
Mm.
So even your thinking, you always have that hope, you know.
Yeah.
So if you are to align it with your discussion, how to protect your peace and mind.
Yeah.
With, you know, you have those positive thoughts within you.
Mm.
When you are thinking, reading the word of God, you see how people went through problems. What is the kind of lesson that you learn from there? And the promises of God.
Do you know that this is one of the areas of our life that we really don't pay much attention to?
Not at all.
Yeah, and that's the most important part. Our whole existence is actually to be happy, and most of the time, you know, we aren't, because, you know, we don't protect the peace of our mind. Yeah.
Exactly. Even our association.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned what the elder have told you already there. That is a motivation, is inspiring, is a true teaching.
Yeah.
How do you avoid the association with people who have got those negative minds?
Mm.
Negative thoughts.
Yeah.
All the time they confess negative. There's no positive within them.
Yeah.
And those ones, they will influence you to forget even your potential, what is your ability.
Yeah.
What you can do. You will be limited.
Yeah, ngash ngo kwa indara mbura kume kucha, ucho mpopyo hauti kucha, wende nombudi na avombudi. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that means now the people you surround yourself actually influences what you become. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it is very, very important that even the Bible warns us about those things.
Yeah.
Don't be on equal yoke with this other one. Don't be on equal yoke with this other, and many, many, many other things. And when you look at these things, life in general, our spiritual life that you mentioned is always neglected.
Mm.
It's because, why do you think people are committing suicide?
Yeah.
And men. So obviously, when you were talking about your, when you were introducing your topic, I was also jotting down some things here.
Yeah.
But yes, maybe they can also help us, because the question as to how and to really protect our mind is a very, very relevant question.
Yeah.
And I think it really needs some serious attention with all those things that you have mentioned. And so that at least there are so many challenges that facing our life, everybody generally, but we know men become more victims of those challenges.
Yeah.
And why? And I believe it's because our mental, our physical, our spiritual kind of life, many things that we, I think there are a lot of confusion. So, and these things is going to haunt us more, because if you men clearly talk, and you have to talk to people that you think they can help you.
Yeah.
There are a lot of, even within our family structures, there are people who can be reliable. People, the program that was in the morning there was talking about friendship, relationship, how do we maintain those, how do we promote that healthy relationship within our family or within our relationship, different kind of relationship. So I think it's just very important that we move so much faster to help our people, especially you people in this psychology and those sociology.
Yeah.
I think they need to, there are a lot of deliberate programs, because it shouldn't be just left with the church, the synagogue, and maybe the mosque. So because they want to preach issues of health, mental health.
Yeah.
Especially because many a time you find people who, when they get to those fellowship, they have some kind of, they are desperate.
Yeah.
Desperate in the sense that they want to seek the help of God and the people who can really inspire them and encourage them. It's just that in many of these sermons, we don't see those things really coming out. The health aspect of the people.
Yeah.
So that they can, hence you find people gossiping, and they are in the same church. There are this gossiping, there are this quiet mocking, and all these things. It's because your sermon may not be unifying the people.
Yeah.
So it's very important that, Ongodiva was in the spot today, and you mentioned that, Ongodiva is growing.
Yeah.
It's growing, but in terms of housing, dwelling, and then you see maybe when you look at the category of people who are there, maybe they are somehow well off. But the one of this income, like Mr. Neshila was saying, when you are jotting up those things and you see the figure for you to buy a house in Oshakati and Ongodiva, you can see the disparity.
Yeah.
The differences and things like that. And then one wonder, of course, so, Ongodiva is growing. It's growing, it's doing very well. This university campus and all this BTC and things like that. But apart from that, and the housing, where you see sometimes there, but the institutions are plenty there. So I mentioned a question about the sport, maybe how they contribute to our social and spiritual being.
Yeah.
Even though I also put that point as a way of perhaps overcoming some of this negativity to engage in sport activities that are more meaningful.
Yeah.
It can also help to heal our wounded mind. So, Mike, you are actually doing a good job. Thank you very much. Let's not accommodate negative thoughts all the time.
Yeah,
no, and if you complain, all the time you are complaining. You are actually harming yourself.
We are
harming ourselves.
Exactly.
Of course, these legitimate complaints are good, but let them not preoccupy your mind and even forget about your head.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, Mike.
Thanks for coming through, Uncle Buena.
Yes. Welcome.
Mm. All right, our time is about 57 minutes past the hour of 11. And if you're just joining us, this you are tuned into Mind Betters. And you're most welcome. You're most welcome to talk about here. We talk about your mind. We definitely talk about mind. And today we're looking at the topic that we're looking at is how to protect your mind. Okay, how to protect your peace of mind. So now, let us talk about something else, okay? Something that many of us do not even think about, okay? The conversation we have. Not just with others. Now, let's not just about with others. The conversation we have with ourselves. Because here is the truth. I mean, here is the truth, ne? The most important conversation you will ever have is the one you have with yourself. The most important conversation you will ever have is the one you have with yourself. What do I mean by that? Well, think about the inner voice, your inner voice. That voice that talked to you when you wake up, when you look in the mirror, when something goes wrong at work, when someone criticizes you. What does that voice say? When all that happens, whether you're looking at yourself in the mirror, whether you're waking up in the morning, whether you someone criticizes you, whether you know you're going to work, what does that voice say? What does that voice say? For many of us, that voice is not kind. For many of us, that voice is not actually kind. It's harsh. It is cruel. It says things like, you are not good enough. You will never amount to anything. Why do you even try? So those are some of the things this voice tells us. Everyone else is doing better than you. Yeah? You are a failure. So this voice, this inner voice, it's really harsh. And most of the time it's very, very, very cruel. Now, and the dangerous thing is, you know what the dangerous thing is? The dangerous thing is that we believe that voice. Eh? So we're talking about protecting your peace of mind. I want you to understand this in the context we are talking about this. So, the dangerous thing is that we believe that voice. I see this all the time in my counseling work. You know, people come in with a low self-esteem, with anxiety, with depression. And when you dig deep, so many of it come from the story they have been telling themselves. Yeah? Stories they have been telling themselves for years. So it could be a story that someone else planted. Most of the time, these are stories someone else actually planted. Maybe a parent, maybe a teacher, maybe a partner. And they just kept watering it with their own negative self-talk. You keep watering it with your own self-negative talk. So let me share another story with you, okay? Just to highlight what I'm talking about. A woman from here, she's from the north, a teacher, beautiful, beautiful woman, intelligent, and I would say dedicated woman. But she carried this deep shame inside her. When she was young, her father told her she was stupid. Okay? The father told her she was stupid. He said it once. It's not something that he has said it many times. He just said it once. But she heard it. She heard that voice. She heard that stupid. She heard that message 1,000 times. So in her mind, every day she replayed those words. She went through university with those words. As she said, she went through university with those words. She stood in front of her classroom, you know, with those words. You know, she raised her children with those words ringing in her ears. And when she came to see me, she said, And sometimes you don't know where this comes from. You know, of course you know, but she said, I feel like a fraud. I feel like everyone is going to find out that I am not smart enough, that I don't deserve to be here. So that I'm not smart enough, it's coming now from, you know, repeating, you know, that message, what father has, that his father said to him, that you're stupid. Okay? Until it become, remember I said, that voice, we believe that voice. Do you understand? In some cases, actually, we believe that voice, then what other people say. Even if they say something good about us, even if they say, hey, you're smart, you're very brilliant. We don't believe that. We believe the voice that is in our head that we have perfected for years. Eh? So, that is the power of negative conversation. I think that's something that we also have to watch out as a parent as well. This is also talking to you as a parent. This is talking to you as a partner. Watch out for the power of negative conversation. So it does not just hurt once. It keeps hurting. Year after year. Unless you do something about it. So it keeps hurting. So, and remember that, as I tell you, that is the power of negative conversation. So what do we do? How do we change the conversation? Now, first, there are a few things that we can do. Simple things that we can do. Not magic one, just simple things. One, the first thing is you have to catch that voice. What I mean is that you have to notice when it starts speaking. Because most of the time we don't even realize we are doing it. In most time we don't. It's automatic. It becomes a habit. It becomes second. We don't even think about it. It just happened now because it has become natural to us. Eh? It has become automatic. So, something goes wrong and immediately the inner critic starts. You have to stop saying. You have to stop and say, wait, is this true? Okay? Is this true? Is this a fact? Is this a fact? Or is it just my fear talking? In most of the time, sometimes it's just our fear talking rather than really think that that's true or that's a fact. So catch that voice and then ask yourself, is this true? That's how now you become conscious. It's not just an automatic, it's you become now reflective of the thought that comes into your mind. Is this true? Is this a fact? Yeah? Or is it just my fear talking? The second thing you need to have to do is now, you have to replace it. You cannot just remove the negative and then leave the empty space. Your mind doesn't work that way. You can't leave them. Your mind will definitely, if you don't consciously replace it, your mind would help you to do that. So you have to fill it now with something positive. Okay? Something true. Something that built you up. It's amazing how much we lean to things that hurting us. Yeah? Just in our mind. It's not something that out there. Just in our mind. Yeah? So now, fill that with something that is actually building you up. Instead of saying, I'm a failure, you know, you say, I made a mistake. Those are simple things, but they are very important to your mind. So I am a failure, then I made a mistake, and I will learn from it. It's two different things. It gives a different perspective to your way you're thinking and the way how your mind would apply itself to look for solutions. I'm a failure. What does it mean? Don't do anything. It kind of tells your mind to just You know, you're now focusing on things that, you see, I couldn't do that. You see, it's now pointing you to things that shows you that you are a failure. Your mind is very magic. Believe me, when you say this to you, remember what I'm saying. This is about talking, the conversation that you have with yourself. You could be just miserable being in your room by what you're telling yourself. And you could be just happy, really happy, being in your room alone by what you're telling yourself. Why? Because you're commanding your mind to look for solution. So, now, that's why I said, instead of now, replace, build, you know, something that builds you up. Do come up with something that builds up, that building you up. I'm a failure. You say, I made a mistake. It's the same thing. I made a mistake. And I will learn from it. And it's actually that the truth. You're not a failure. You just made a mistake. And you can learn from it. And you can say, I'm still growing. It's not, I'm not perfect yet. I'm still growing. And I'm still trying. And that takes courage. So you understand? So, and then your mind now would actually try to help you to do better, to find solutions. As I said, you replace it. And the third thing is that this is now important. You have to speak to yourself the way you would speak to someone you love. Eh? Say, for example, this is what, let's say for you have a best friend. And your best friend came to you and said, hey, I feel like I'm not good enough. What would you say? Okay. If a friend comes to you and said, I feel like I'm not good enough. What would you say? Would you say, yes, you're right. You are useless. would you say that to your friend, to your best friend, would you say, no, you're right. You're absolutely useless. Unless you're joking. So you're absolutely useless. No, of course not. You would say, hey, my friend, you're amazing. You have been through so much, you know, maybe you have been through so much and you are still standing. Okay. I believe in you. So you kind of like, and you would then tell them the truth. It's not just that you said, but you wouldn't say, of course, you're useless or something like that. So that's exactly how. So now, why do we not give ourselves the same grace? The grace that you're giving to your best friend. Why don't we give ourselves the same grace? And that's the challenge I'm leaving you with this morning. Okay? This is the challenge I'm leaving you with this morning. Start changing the conversation in your own head. Eh? It will not happen overnight. I know it won't, because you have already developed a habit of immediately thinking of negative. You know, it's a practice. That's what I'm asking you now, to practice. Like building a muscle. Eh? When you want to build up the muscle, you just don't do it once. You don't just lift up, the weight once and then you think you have the muscles already. No, you build it up. Eh? So every time you catch yourself being harsh and you choose to be kind instead, you're getting stronger. That's how you get stronger. That's how you create a pathway, you know, so your mind to go always there. You are protecting your peace. Okay? So you're protecting your peace. So, and we have to make sure that we practice this. It's not something that you just do it once and think it's magical and then you're ready. So it's a practice it's a habit that you develop, that you build, and you do it over time. All right? Now, yeah, before we get to our, so the other things that we're going to look at is the content you consume. All right? When we come back, we look at now, the kind of content that you consume can be also, can also disturb our peace of mind. So what is the content that you consume? That's what we're going to look at when we come back. Stay tuned. Let's have, all right, we're going to have Kosazana Daughters and Master KG. All right. your dancing shoes on. This is Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. A very good morning to you. What did I do to myself? All right, welcome back. Our time is about 19 minutes past the hour of 12. And yeah, we're talking about your peace of mind. So now we come to the third piece of the puzzle. All right. So we talked about the company you keep. We talk about your environment. We talk about the conversation that you have. Okay. So now we come to the third piece of the puzzle. So, and this one is, it's big. All right. Because in 2026, this is the one that catches most of us without even realizing it. All right. So, let's talk honestly. You know, many of us wake up and before saying good morning, before you say good morning to anybody, what do you do? Just before, that has become a habit now. Before you say good morning to anybody or before you do anything at all, what do we do? Of course, we check our Facebook, we check WhatsApp, TikTok, Instagram. You know, within a minute, we have already consumed. What have we consumed? Once you are done, within a minute, we have already consumed. Before you even wake up, now, before you even do anything at all, we have already consumed arguments. We have already consumed bad news. Just as you wake up, like, you know, the first thing that you do, you have now consumed bad news, fake lifestyle, you know, political fight, family drama, relations scandals, you know. Then you wonder, why am I so anxious already? Why am I so anxious already? Because your brain had breakfast before you did. Your brain just had breakfast before you did, before you have your own breakfast, before you had a physical breakfast. Eh? And it wasn't healthy. It wasn't healthy. So when you open up and you go to your WhatsApp, you go to your TikTok, you go to your, you know, your Facebook and all that, or what you get sometimes, depending on what you follow, bad news, fake lifestyle, political fight, you know, family dramas, you know, relationship scandals. That's from before you even start your day. Your brain have, you know, as I said, your brain had breakfast already before you did. Okay? So, what are you feeding your mind through your screen? What are you feeding your mind through your screen? Most of us in Namibia, we love our phones. We love our phones. You know, we love Facebook, we love TikTok, we love, and there's nothing wrong with that. Eh? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. These tools connect us. You understand? They entertain us. They help us share our stories because that's where we share our stories as well. But that's a problem. There is a problem. Now, the problem is that the algorithm of these tools does not care about your peace of mind. No, they don't care about your peace of mind. The algorithm cares about your attention. Do you understand? They care about your attention. It wants to keep you scrolling. That's why you keep scrolling. You keep scrolling. It wants you to keep scrolling. And sometimes it does achieve what it does, what it's aimed to. So it wants you to keep scrolling. And the easiest way to keep you scrolling is to serve you content that trigger your emotions. That's what this algorithm is all about. So, and what are those emotions that they trigger? They trigger anger. They trigger fear. They trigger outrage. They trigger sadness, drama. Just think about your WhatsApp group for a moment, okay? WhatsApp group for a moment. How many of them are full of forwarded messages? Forwarded messages that are designed to make you angry. Sometimes forwarded messages that are designed to make you angry, messages about politics, about crime, about some disaster somewhere, you know? And half of them are not even true. Half of what you actually receive are not even true. But by the time you have read them, you're upset. Your peace is gone. You're upset. Your heart rate rise up. Your mood has shifted. And for what? For a message that someone typed in their bedroom and sent it to 100 people or to 100 groups. You give away or you gave away your peace for free. You gave away your peace for free, my friend. I had a young lady from the coast. She said she could not sleep. She could not sleep at night. She was anxious all the time. She felt like the world was falling apart. So I asked her, what do you do? Depending, because she was said, you know, she doesn't sleep. I asked, what do you do before bed? All right? She said, I scroll through my phone for probably about 2 hours. 2 hours every night before sleep. Remember things that we talk when, what are you watching? 2 hours of crime stories? 2 hours of political argument? 2 hours of people fighting in comment sections? 2 hours comparison, looking at other people's perfect lives and wondering why hers did not look like that. You understand? 2 hours of that. And then she wondered why she could not sleep. My brothers and sisters, you cannot feed your mind poison at night and expect to wake up healthy in the morning. You cannot feed your mind poison at night and really expect that you wake up healthy in the morning. So here's what I want to suggest, all right? Okay, I'm not saying throw your phone away, so don't worry. You're going to keep your phone. I'm not saying throw your phone away, okay? I'm not saying go live in the desert. So, no, I'm saying be intentional. You follow me. Be intentional. Be aware. Be conscious of what you allow into your mind. If you're listening to me right now, what I'm telling you is be intentional. Are you aware of what you're doing? You tend to think you are. Be conscious of what you are allowing into your mind. Start with a simple rule. All right? Start with a simple rule. No phone for, let's say for example, simple rule like no phone for last 30 minutes before go to bed. Your last 30 minutes before you go to bed, no phone. All right? So instead, read a book, pray. You know, Uncle Bono was talking about praying, you know, a spiritual life. So pray, for example, talk to your partner or sit outside or look at the stars. Eh? We have the most beautiful sky in the world right here in Namibia. Use it. Eh? Use it. When was the last time you actually just look at the sky and really just marvel about the wonders of, you know, of the universe? For some people, this doesn't even make sense. You know, how can I go and just sit out, look at stars? It's amazing to do that. So, as I said, no phone for last 30 minutes before you go to bed. You know, so some people, you know, think of the things that you go through. Some people don't. I have always people who said, I don't sleep. And when you ask, what do you see? What do you do before you go to bed? They never actually do things that actually, you know, relax their mind. When they go to bed, they are relaxed. Yeah? Some of them could be like, just before they go to bed, they have been working on something that will be working tomorrow. Your mind is not going to sleep at all. Yeah? Other thing is that clean up your WhatsApp. Yeah? Mute. If you are disturbed by others, clean it up. Mute the group that only brings drama, you know. Unfollow account that make you feel bad. And maybe there are some account that make you feel bad about yourself. Unfollow those. Yeah? And replace that content with things that educate you, that inspire you, that make you laugh, that make you think. Because what you consume, and remember, what you consume, you become. And imagine, you have these people, there are those who believe in, you know, they all this watching of people that, there are some of those religious about, you know, people that are being, you know, haunted or being cursed or whatever. And then they woke up next morning, I have a dream. Yeah. Your mind works. Your mind continue to work. Your mind continue to work. And you started to think is that the devil came through. But that's a thing. That's what you said. That's how you set your mind to think. It didn't come from nowhere. You set your mind to think in that direction. Because that's what you were watching before you go to sleep. What you consume, you become. Be careful what you consume. Because you become that. Yeah? Just think about this. Okay? I'm going to go to church a little bit. You know, there are some people who've been, I'm not saying this is wrong, all right? I'm just talking about how your mind works. Remember, and I'm referring to people that I know, there were people who have been in a traditional church, you know, a traditional church, and you never heard them talking about, you know, being bewitched or cursed or whatever devil, Satan working in their life. And then they go to certain churches and then they introduce to deliverance of, and they hear so much things about, you know, that are happening in other people's life or, and all of a sudden, all they see is curses all over. You know, any little thing is about, you know, that person is doing this, be careful of this. And, you know, it becomes just, that's what they see. Remember I said the suggestion conversation that I talked about earlier on. Eh? It can become now the way you think. If you intensify that with your self-talk and you become to believe that, definitely that becomes you. That's why I said, be careful what you consume because it can become you. What you consume, you become. So if you eat junk food every day, your body gets sick. If you consume junk content every day, your mind gets sick. It's your mind gets sick when you experience what you experience. It's your mind gets sick. So it's exactly the same principle. Exactly the same principle. guard your mind like you guard your health. I will say that again. Guard your mind as you guard your health. All right? So, that's very important. Okay? So, do that. So, and I want you to understand how that's actually, you know, it's a simple thing. It's a simple principle, you know. Junk food that you eat definitely affect your body. It's the same thing. It's the same principle. If you feed your mind with junks, it gets sick. So make sure that you guard your mind like you guard your health. All right. So when we come back, we're going to look at building a better mindset that we're going to focus on. So as we're coming towards, it's 34 minutes past 12. As we're coming towards the end, so we're going to look at, you know, how to guard your mindset, how to build a better mindset. That's what we're going to look at. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Oh, with peace in my heart.
Wabi, wabi. Heal and deal.
Still waiting with peace in my heart.
Wabi, wabi.
Welcome back, and our time is 41 minutes past the hour of 12, and if you're just joining us, this is Mind Matters. This is Mind Matters, and we're looking at how to protect your peace of mind. And so far we have talked about the people around us, the people around you. We have talked about the conversation you have both with others and with yourself. And we have talked about the content you consume. So now I want to bring all together and give you something practical, all right? Something you can start doing tomorrow. Yeah? Something you can start doing tomorrow already, all right? Because, of course, talking about the problem is not enough. It's not enough. Sometimes we need to... we need solutions. We need solutions, real, doable, everyday solutions. Now, so here's what I call the peace of mind plan. Okay? This is what I call a peace of mind plan. Three simple steps. You do not need money for this. You don't need money for this. You do not need a degree or some kind of like complicated that you need a degree to understand it. No. You just need to decide, okay? You just need to decide that your peace of mind matter, okay? Your peace matters. That's all what you need to decide, all right? Once you decide that, that's going to work for you. Now, step one, I want you to do, you have heard about financial audit, okay? What do they do with financial audit? So that's what we're going to do with your mind audit. We're going to do your mind audit. That's the first thing. Sit down with a piece of paper or maybe with your phone. You don't need to have a piece of paper. Now we have things on our phone, okay? Your phone, if you prefer. So write down three things. I want you to write down three things. Remember the things that we have talked about earlier. All right? So I want you to write down three things. One is the three people who drain your energy the most. So you might not have actually stopped in your life and really think, who are the people in my life that drains energy out of me? All right? I want you to do that. Three people who drain your energy the most. Okay? So we're looking at people. Are there people that drain your energy? Okay, we're doing audit. Okay, we are doing audit here. Second, part of the first step, is the three habits. It's about people. Now we're looking at you now. Three habits that bring the most negativity into your day. There might be certain habits that you haven't recognized yet, that you never thought about. So I'm giving you time. Stop. You know, let's stop. Let's do some audit here now. What are the three habits? Just three. All right, just three. Three habits that bring the most negativity into your day. You might not have paid attention to that, that I'm asking you now to pay attention. Okay, what are those three habits? Okay, and then part of the still step one, the three source of content. All right, so TikTok, WhatsApp, whatever. So the three sources of content that leave you feel worse after you consume them. So there could be contents that you consume that sometimes you don't even realize that, that it actually leaves you, you know, feeling worse. And here you have to be honest. No one is watching. This is just for you. So that's the first step. So once you have the list, look at it carefully. Now I want you now to look at it carefully. You do not have to change everything at once. Now you're looking at it, you don't know. You don't need to change now everything at once. But you have to start somewhere. Okay? You gotta start somewhere. We're looking at protecting your peace here. You gotta start somewhere now. Pick one thing from that list and make a change this week. All right? Not next week, not next month, not next year, this week. Just one. I'm asking you just one. Could be, let's say, for example, maybe it's muting. Let's say you mute that toxic WhatsApp group. Just muting that. Eh? So that every time there's a notification, now every time there's a notification, you quickly go and then check. And that actually, and the thing, if this is one of the resources that, you know, that that leave you feel worse, now, when there's no notification, you don't actually quickly go there and it disturbs your mood at that point in time. Maybe you can look at it later when you are off and, you know, you don't spend much time on it. Okay? It could be something like that. Or maybe, or the other thing is just maybe it is calling a friend. Calling a friend you have not spoken to in a while. You know, someone who always make you feel good. Call them up. Yeah? Or maybe it's just setting a rule for yourself. We're talking about, you know, earlier. So maybe just setting up a rule for yourself about bedtime scrolling. Those 30 minutes before you go to bed, you know, you do something, you pray, you whatever, you know, you read a book or you, whatever. Okay. So maybe just that it create a difference. All right. It will make a difference. Okay, that's step one. Step two, create a morning routine that feed you. Yeah? Create a morning routine that feed you. You remember I said earlier on breakfast, you know, your mind have already breakfast and the breakfast wasn't healthy. And what I want you to do now is to have a healthy breakfast for your mind. Maybe a first 20 minutes of your day. You know, set a tone for everything that follows. Set a tone for everything that comes throughout your day today. So instead of reaching out for your phone the first thing in the morning, try something different. Try something different. Maybe take 5 deep breaths. And remember this. This is something that people never really understand. When you hear psychologists, counselors, whatever, you know, therapist talk to you about a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath, take a deep breath. You know, what that means, that's deep breath is a message to your mind that everything is okay. Everything is all right. So you remember that when you are tense, your breath is very short. You breathe fast. Yeah? You breathe very fast and you become so because you alert your mind to fight or run. So When you're breathing deep and relax, it sends a message to your mind that it's fine. Okay? You are not in danger. So it helps your mind actually to relax. It helps your mind not to to be on alert for something. So that's why I said, take 5 deep breaths. Say something positive to yourself. That's all part of sending a message to your brain. So we're talking about that. Before you reach out to your phone, as you usually do, take 5 deep breaths, you know, something positive, say something positive to yourself. You know, it does not have to be fancy. You know, something maybe like, you know, today is a new day, and I'm grateful to be alive. Just something like that. I'm grateful to be alive. I will do my best. And that's enough. It's more like a prayer, but not in a way like a prayer. So, but that's a message you're sending to your, and a prayer is exactly the same thing. You set your mind to your goal of the day. So, and you set kind of boundaries. So anything that doesn't fit that goal, you know, your mind definitely already sort out. Yeah. Then if you can spend a few minutes reading something uplifting or a page from a good book, a devotional, or even just a motivational quote, even just a motivational quote. Yeah. There's a reason they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Yeah. Why do they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day? Well, what you feed your mind first thing in the morning is just as important. Whatever you feed your mind, the first thing in the morning is just as important as breakfast. All right? So, now, step three is now practice gratitude. Now, I know, you have heard this before. But listen, there's a reason every counselor, every psychologist, every life coach talks about gratitude. There's a good reason, you know, because it works. One thing we can tell you, it works. It is not such a nice idea. It actually changes the way brain works. Okay? When you focus on what you are grateful for, your brain shifts from scanning for problems to scanning for blessing. Are you hearing me? As I said, when you focus on what you are grateful for, your brain now shifts. It shifts from scanning for problems to scanning for blessings. And here in Namibia, we have so much to be grateful for. We really have so much to be grateful for. We wake up in the free country. Yeah? Do you ever be grateful for that? We wake up in a free country. Some people, and we think that we take it for granted. We wake up in a free country. So I woke up in the morning. They said, thank God I'm in a free country. Yeah? Because I could be running around, you know, dodging bullet, you know, every morning. Yeah? So we have a sunshine almost every day. Those who have been in Europe or in other countries, they know how we can be grateful for that. We have a sunshine almost every day. Yeah? We have community that look after each other. In some part of the world, that's not the case. Yeah? So we have a strength that comes from surviving tough times as Namibian. Yeah? Again and again, we have done that. So every night before you sleep, all right? Every night before you sleep, write down 3 things you are grateful for. Just 3. They do not have to be big. So they could be just the smile your child gave you in the morning. As simple as that. Yeah. It could be the fact that you had food to eat today. It could be that you made it through another day. Now, this is very important because what you do, what you actually train in your mind, you're training your mind to think positively. To look for positive things, you know, Even before you go to bed, you're training your mind to look for positive things. Yeah? Or rather negative things. Imagine you go to bed thinking, you know, oh, next, I have to pay the bill. I haven't paid the bill yet. Thinking only, you know, oh, tomorrow again, we have work that hasn't been finished. You understand? You're only thinking about problems. And you go to bed, definitely you won't sleep. Your mind is still active. Yeah? Here, you're telling your mind, it's all right. Relax. Go to bed. Sleep. Yeah? And gratitude does not mean actually ignoring your problems. That's not what it means. It means choosing to see the good alongside the bad. You're choosing to see the good alongside the bad. You're not ignoring the bad. And that, my friend, is where true peace lives. That's where true peace lives. And I want to say this. Building a mindset is not one-time thing, okay? It's not just you do this once and that's it. It is a daily practice, you know? Someday you will do well. Someday the old habits will pull you back. And that's normal. That's human, actually. Do not beat yourself up. Yeah? Don't beat yourself about it. So just start again the next day. If you couldn't do it today, this evening, this morning, this night, tonight, so just start next day. All right? So the fact that you're still trying, that alone makes you stronger than most people. Believe me. The fact that you're still trying, whatever it is, that makes you stronger than most people. Because many people never even stop, think about their peace of mind. They just let life happen, you know, to them. But you are choosing to take control. You are choosing to protect what matters most. No? So I want you to become the peace you are looking for. Yeah? Become the peace you are looking for. Smile. Encourage someone. Forgive someone. You know, speak kindly. This kind of, sometimes protecting your own peace begins by giving peace to someone else. All right? Sometimes it begins with giving peace, you know, giving peace to someone else. So now, I want you to imagine your mind is your house. All right? Imagine your mind is your house. Would you allow a stranger to dump rubbish inside your living, you know, inside your living room every day? Just imagine if it was your mind is your house. Would you allow a stranger to dump rubbish inside your living room every day? Of course, I think your answer is not. Eh? Of course not. Then why allow negative words? Why allow, you know, negative content? Why allow negative attitudes to live rent-free inside your mind? Why do you allow that? Protect your peace. Because peace is not a weakness. Peace is strength under control. You understand? It's strength under control. All right? So let's quickly have... we still have, actually, just have a final minute. Okay. So now, as we come to the end of this show this morning, you know, or this today, already this afternoon, you know, I want to leave you with this thought. Okay. You cannot always choose what happened around you. We have no control over that, but you can choose what stays inside you. What actually stays inside you, you have 100% control over it. So don't allow bitterness to become your personality. Eh? It's a time to take stock. Eh? Take stock. Don't allow bitterness to become your personality. Don't allow fear to become your lifestyle. Eh? So don't allow other people's negativity to write your story. Protect your peace. That's what we talked about today. Feed your mind with hope. Surround yourself with people who challenge you to grow. Eh? So, and remember this. The strongest people are not those who shout the loudest. The strongest people are not those who shout the loudest. They are often the ones who have learned to protect their quiet places inside their heart. Until next time, I want you to take care of your mind. All right? You take care of your mind because your mind takes care of your life. All right? So I'm going to leave you into who's coming up. I think is Tate France coming up with the Riam history of historic. Yeah, so our time is 1 minute past one. So, yeah, I'm going to leave you with, some sounds of, where am I? Some sounds of, Boitle. There's a song that I want to hear. Possibly this.